We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It is the Bart Winkler Show. We have a Friday show for you. This is a big show. We are leading into a weekend in which the Badgers of Ohio State, going to be a good one, maybe. We are leading into a weekend in which the Packers have the Vikings. My guy Ryan Horvath says in blood he guarantees a Packers win. I am with him. And the bulk of this show is celebrating a Bucks win over the Philadelphia 76ers as they beat them 118 to 117. A late three-point shot put in by Philly just for shits and giggles. So the Bucks only win by a point. This is going to be... They got to, you know, obviously it's the first night and they need some time to, you know, gel and figure it out. But already at this point in the season, I did not expect to be standing right in front of my TV. It wasn't a playoff game by any means. I don't feel like we can't be losing these games. And the Sixers played very well. And if you're a Sixers fan, I'd feel very encouraged about what you saw. You got the whole Harden thing. You got kicked off the tarmac, wasn't able to join the team. Maybe they work him back. Maybe they don't. Maybe they try to trade him. I don't know. But that Sixers team was very competitive and could have very easily won that game. And most likely does if Damian Lillard is not a Buck. I mean, Damian Lillard being a Buck won this game. They do not win this game last year. They do not win this game with Jrue Holiday, I hate to say. They needed every bit of Damian Lillard's, 39 points, most by a Buck ever in his debut. 17 of 17 at the line. That was so crucial in this one. Couldn't have afforded to miss one of those 17. 4 of 12 from 3, but a big one late. 9 of 20 overall. Giannis, 23 and 13. He did have 7 turnovers, and he was 3 of 9 from the line. So there is a little bit of, like, I don't know that Giannis lived up to his end of the bargain today. There was some nice, like, hey, you know, rebound, get to Dame, and pick and roll early and stuff like that. But Giannis, too many threes. I think it's going to take a while for Giannis to realize what is happening here. Like, you've got Jrue now. At the beginning of the game, before the game, Kenny Smith was on TNT saying the wall is dead. You cannot put up a wall against Giannis anymore. And Nick Nurse still did it a little bit, and Giannis was still battling through it, and he did sometimes. But it's not, as Kenny Smith said on TNT, it's not just Middleton out there or Middleton and Brooke. It's Middleton and Brooke and Dame. You've got to realize Damian Lillard is on this team. And I think he realizes it, certainly. I mean, you look at what Dame did tonight, but Giannis still has to get acclimated with playing with Damian Lillard. I think it will be much easier for Dame to acclimate to playing with Giannis than vice versa. Charles Barkley at halftime was saying if he doesn't have the ball, he's not running around Giannis. So he can do a little more of that, perhaps. Tom, Bucks in 6. Jake, I can finally unclench. Adam, MVP chance in the 414, but for whom? Eric, I am hard. Dan, Damian Lillard's number will be in the rafters when all is said and done in Fiserv. Incredible. Noah, Horst God. Dan, Drew was never that clutch. Paul, should we trade Giannis to surround Dame with better players? KJ, Dame is him. Jerry, Giannis will need to concentrate at what he's good at now. He doesn't need to carry the load. He'll figure it out. So that is a good way to put it. Giannis, again, has been playing a certain way with a certain team for so long, and he'll just need to get a little more acclimated to Dame. Bucks win over the Sixers. Alex says he's groined up, as am I, as I can imagine. Q is groined up as well tonight. How are you, buddy?
I am just on cloud nine or cloud zero with Dame. Like, this is unbelievable.
I don't know. I'm a little on cloud like three. I sweat a result too much that game. Sixers were on like a 12-0 run, dude. What the fuck?
And I mean, we were up 19 points in the first half, but like,
yeah,
that it was like the third or fourth last possession where Giannis, you could see Giannis like going into bull mode where he was about to charge in the lane and he was like, wait, Damian Lillard is on my team. I must pass him ball. And then he like gives it to Dame. Dame goes
in. Giannis Adetokounmpo, not Giannis Adetoshevsky.
Whatever. So I'm like almost speechless. It's just, it's unbelievable. What a luxury to have Damian Lillard on your team. So Giannis has five fouls. He sucks at free throws. He was just going to barrel into the lane, and Dame gets the ball, drives in, creates his own shot, gets fouled, and he's 17 for 17 from the free throw line today. Like,
and he needed every one of them.
Every one of them. But what's so encouraging is like you could see Giannis thinking instead of like just going into bull rush mode. And I think like over the next month, 2-3 months, like he's really going to get what his new role is on this team. And like, I would hope that come this spring, he's getting triple doubles like every other week. And like, if that's what he's doing and he's facilitating because Chris Middleton's back and Brooke Lopez is getting quality minutes, like, I don't know. There's just so many good things. And the other amazing thing, Adrian Griffin made a defensive adjustment that changed the course of the game.
He went to the zone.
Yeah, he switched his zone. He wasn't
just stubborn. Got a block from behind. Great block.
He wasn't a stubborn SOB that just does the same thing on repeat just to, because that's either all he knows how to do or that's, he just believes it, that that's the only thing that works. Like, it's amazing to have a defensive minded coach that can make adjustments. And I was questioning Adrian Griffin at that point, and he came out and just like blocked my questioning. And
I like when they showed Adrian Griffin in the huddle with sound and he was coaching instead of yelling two syllable basketball action words.
I
passion, action, movement. Okay, bud.
I just, it's un freaking believable.
You know, if you were at the game too, or if you were watching this game, it's a great, like, you got a big lead, you got to celebrate and party a little bit. And then you got to see a comeback, and then you kind of got to see like it's when Lionel Messi came over to the MLS. You want to see Messi in big moments hit big shots, and that's what he was doing. And Dame, it's like, yeah, we want to see the Bucks win by 25, but if you're going to tell me it's going to be a close game and then Dame makes a clutch three at the end, I want to see that. I want to be witness to that. And we were, and everyone there was. I thought the crowd sounded good on TV, at least. I love to shit on the crowd, so let me give them their accolades. It was not just a one crowd thing that I noticed. Sparse at the beginning of the half. That's not their fault. That is, Fiserv Forum is too tight of a building. It's a suffocating building. I still think remember when they put the soda cups and they were like so tiny? And then I still think, this is just for my media friends, that the media room, they totally forgot to put a press room and converted a box into a makeshift press room because it's really thrown together and you have to be like 120 pounds to get through anywhere. If you have any bit of a gut, you're fucking stuck. But yeah, great night. Bucks have what? The Hawks on Sunday?
And then Heat on Monday.
And Heat on Monday. I do plan to go live after both. Sunday might be a double night. We'll do Packers and then maybe some Bucks. We'll see. It's Adrian Griffin against his kid.
What on the team? What did so? There were a lot of different rotations out there. Like, what are your takes on Griff's first night with like this group of players? Like, were there any lineups that you liked that were kind of out there or unexpected?
Yeah, I'll answer that. I'll bring in Austin here too.
Austin.
Q, and and Hot Take Jake as well.
Mr. Jake.
Oh, yeah. All-star squad.
Before I answer, I do want to, as we're on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, I normally do this around this time. HappyPlaceHemp.com promo code is Bart. Use that code at HappyPlaceHemp.com. You can step into their office in Muskego. I did get somebody sending me a message today. Greg says, Bart, thanks for the discount gummies. Looking forward to trying them. I have been using the CBD CBNs this week and also a little THCO from time to time. Nothing wrong with that. You can get these gummies and more. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So at first, I played a DraftKings lineup. I did very bad. I put Middleton as my captain. I thought maybe he'd explode. He only had six, but a big three early. And he only played 16 minutes, so they must be working him back. I was noticing, and I was trying to keep track, and I'm sure someone else did better, when Giannis was in, when Dame was in. Giannis and Dame were in for the first 5 minutes. Then they didn't play together in the rest of the first quarter. I think it was the end of the third where they were finally both out at the same time, and expect that to continue. Marjan, I didn't know if he was even going to get in. He came in, really great play, and Embiid. Cameron Payne played a little bit, and it wasn't big minutes because Lillard played 37, but I think that signing goes a little under the radar. It is very nice to have a backup capable point guard shot with 28 seconds that was never going to make the bucket, notwithstanding. I do like that. Connaughton, you can't kill him. He'll always get his 20. Portis needs to make his free throws. Jay Crowder, possibly his best game as a Buck. And I thought Malik Beasley and Lopez, I thought everybody played well. So the rotations we will, we'll look at, we'll get. But I thought everybody played pretty well. Austin, I brought you in. I'll go to you.
Hey, man. Just beautiful way to start the season. I didn't want to come in here flying with any hot takes. I know my man Jake here. He's got a few. I'm sure he does. And I'm glad to hop on with Q too. Man, it was so great. It was just so great to watch Dame come out and put out a performance like that after all the media rhetoric that somehow.
And I don't want to make this a season long, like Dame versus Drew.
No, no.
They don't win. They lose by 8-9 with last year's team.
Probably.
Did Drew ever score 39 here? Honestly, did he?
It's not a competition Like, it's not.
But we're winning.
No, it's not. But it's a different team. And this, you see why they thought, hey, even with the team that won the title, we need to improve. And Drew was the casualty of that. And Damian Lillard looks really great. And it is still very weird. Like, at halftime when they show the teammate, you know, it's weird. It's really still weird. It's weird that he is – Damian Lillard's a Buck. That is weird. It's still weird. Did I mention that it's weird?
It's pretty unbelievable, but it's awesome. And I think it's probably hard for a lot of people to believe it happening in Milwaukee, but it is happening. And take fucking note, because it is happening.
Jake.
Hey, first let me address the Winklerverse. Austin, you look like you got your groove back, buddy. You got the specs going. You got the martini. I'm happy for you. I was a little bit worried there.
Thanks, so, Jake.
Good to have you back. Before I get to the game, I also wanted to say that earlier this week, there was a nice segment where Bart and Tim were just riffing, and it's just lovely. I just wanted to say that I think that's my favorite Winkler time, is when it's just the two of you boys being boys. Anyways, real quick, Giannis is the Wisconsin sports goat. I wanted to address that, not that let that slip through the weeds. It's not even close at this point, because when you get to my age, it's more than just like winning and accomplishments, but character matters and the type of person you are matters. So, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Now, this game, let's get the negatives out of the way. First things first, especially early on, there was some preseason energy going on, and it was just with little things like not really securing the rebound with intensity, you know, just kind of looking like they're going through the motions. There was a lot of miscommunications defensively. Naturally, new coach, new scheme. They'll get that ironed out. But the biggest thing was that, as far as from a negative perspective, I think Giannis is going through a little bit of an identity crisis, and he's not quite sure how to handle this Dame time thing yet. Now, Dame just doing his damn thing, going perfect from the free throw.
Brand it that way. I get what you're saying. I don't know if I want to brand it that way.
Well, however you want to brand. I'm not saying
he's just got a level of help that he has never expected to have.
Correct. He's adjusting, and there was still a lot of things like, bro, you don't need to shoot the threes anymore. Like, I don't care if you shoot another three this season. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see you doing turnaround jumpers. It doesn't matter if you have a bag or if you don't have a bag. I don't give a fuck about bag Twitter. You shouldn't either. You've got Damian Lillard now. Play to your strengths. Be Giannis. If you are going to be the ultimate number two, because Dame is at his best when he's number one, you should be all for it, because that's what's going to bring a title here. So those were the negatives. The positives, obviously, it's Dame time. The free throw line thing is just the most amazing thing to me, because you take away, he was, I think, 16 for 16. This team was like 8 for 19 from the line. Just, that's not going to get it done. So hopefully that brings everybody up. I like that you mentioned Crowder. This is the hot take for the day. Jay Crowder now is better than PJ Tucker ever was for the Bucks. PJ Tucker is maybe the most overrated Buck of all time. He had a catchphrase and he got burned every time he played, and he sucked offensively, but he said we dog, so we love him for it. That's my hot take for the day.
All right, I'm gonna go six wide. I got Drew here, who I have not. Drew, great to have you, man.
Hey, what's up? You can hear me.
I hear you good, and I got Matt in the Falls also as we go six wide. And I think everybody has some sort of Bucks paraphernalia on, hat or shirt, one way or the other.
So
kudos to us.
Squad.
Today. Drew, what are you wearing? You got a jersey shirt?
Dame baby.
I got,
you got a hat, jersey, Dame time. All right, Drew, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm finally able to get on one of these. My kid's sleeping, my wife's sleeping, just watched that amazing Bucks game. They lose that game last year, I think. A couple people already mentioned that. Drew Holiday did score 40 points in the game in that OT win against the Boston Scrubs last year, but he's not scoring 13 points in under 3 minutes like Dame did tonight. He just electrified the crowd. Thought it was a really strong performance by Griff for coach. Love the challenges. Love seeing him call timeouts after a mini run and when it's not a 20-0 run. I think that was really important. Shout out to the refs for staying consistent with that overturn on the Embiid flop at the end. If they're not going to call that charge on or that block on Tucker, you can't call that foul on Brooke on Embiid at the end. So that was a really big play. Really hard to complain about anything. It's game one of 82. They're learning the new roles on offense. just an electric performance by Dame, though. Everything, man, I'd give Portland like 20 more second round picks for Dame Lillard. Like, they can have all our picks. Like, we robbed them.
Second round picks for perpetuity. Just take them forever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we robbed New Orleans for Jrue Holiday. We robbed the Portland and Phoenix for. I mean, I'm just glad to have to watch Grayson Allen play tonight. Like, honestly, that's probably my favorite highlight of the game. Is I have to watch Grayson Allen run around and do cardio for 40 minutes.
Well, he's a big reason that we lost the trade, according to other people. We lost two starters. Austin, are you drinking a martini?
Yeah, baby.
Look at you.
What's up? What's up? We're feeling good again, huh?
Matt, your thoughts?
I'm kind of conflicted.
Conflicted? Why?
I mean, it was amazing. Damian Lillard was amazing. He was Damian Lillard, you know.
Jake got his arms in the air about you.
Who? Jake?
Yeah.
Jake just said a bunch of ridiculous things.
What are you conflicted about?
Yeah, elaborate on what you're conflicted about. That, like, is it that Dame's the best player ever, Giannis? Like, that's the only thing.
No, it felt like Damian Lillard felt like he got took over, and like I was watching Giannis on one of the last possessions where Lillard missed a shot, and I could just tell Giannis wanted the ball, and he was like, "Come on, man!"
Too bad.
Like, no, just let me talk. I never get to talk. I just have to.
Oh listen. No, I mean, too bad for Giannis.
No, I'm not. I don't care who you're talking about.
I'm just saying, as I interject to give it back to you, as we're conversing, I think Giannis like. Too bad. Not part of the reason wasn't just because Drew wasn't clutch with his shooting that we needed Dame. It's because he wasn't either. He's chucking up these threes still today. Giannis, we got what you need.
Okay, right. So as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, as I always am, it was great that we won, and it was, you know, Lillard made every free throw and he was great. But those times when he does that and takes over and we lose, it's like, hey, buddy, you got Giannis here, and he hasn't touched the ball in 3 minutes because you're taking the last 12 shots, and I know you're hot.
He's good. That's why we have him.
We don't have him to take the last 12 shots of every
game. Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We do, though.
Wait a sec, Matt.
You didn't watch the same finals?
This is Dame's team now.
Yeah. No, what? It no, is. What?
It is. Offense, it
wait is. A sec, though, Matt. What shot do you want who taking? That's all, Matt.
I want Giannis going to the hole and getting an easy bucket and getting fouled every single time.
No. Yeah. They're down three. You need three-pointer, or you want Giannis going to the lane?
This isn't a hypothetical. We weren't down three. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't want
Giannis taking every shot, and I don't want Dame taking every shot. This was like, it was like Giannis wasn't even on the floor.
He's not the fourth quarter answer because all they have to do is follow him, and he shoots less than 50% at free throws, and he's already in foul trouble. Like, it's going to take some getting used to for us, for the team.
I refuse.
But Giannis is now the defensive captain, and Dame is the offensive captain. This is
unacceptable.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Matt, buddy, it's game one.
I appreciate your loyalty to Giannis, but, like, this is Dame's offense.
Go back and watch that possession where Dame's just dribbling and Giannis is standing there. He comes up because he had been down at the hoop for a while, and he came up and was, like, just hanging out there, staring at him, just ready. He was so ready for that ball, and he was like, come on, man. I want some, too. Come on.
But Giannis missed more free throws than Dame missed three-pointers tonight. I haven't looked at the box score, but I'm pretty sure that's an accurate statistic.
And, like, can we just say that when Philly made their run, it was
I do want to correct. Dame missed 8 three-pointers. Giannis missed 6 free throws.
Well, we're it should not be that close.
And we don't.
And
need
Dame
to, like,
also got fouled on three-pointers.
All right, I want Jake, you go, and then I want to hear from Drew.
Sure. Did anybody, like, it was the most obvious thing in the world that Giannis was having one of those spazoid Giannis games, and then he had to, like, take a little time out, and I don't know if Thanasis had to be like, dude, chill, we got Dame, man, because after that, everything balanced out. Giannis stopped taking bad jumpers, and they started to play off of each other. So I really think it was like Giannis was just going into old habits of like, I have to do this shit all myself. And then it was like, oh yeah, that's right. We got like one of the best players of all time. So I don't have to do this all the time. And Dame probably recognized, all right, Giannis doesn't have it right now. Now it's my time. Like, and that's going to develop more and more as the season goes on. But come on, Matt. Come on now.
No. True.
Yeah, it's game one. It's gonna be clunky.
I know it's only one game.
No, but... no, I'm not criticizing.
You guys let him talk now.
I don't think it really matters like whose team it is. I don't think Giannis really views it that way. I don't think Dame views it that way. I think by January, this offense is gonna be consistently putting up 120, 130 a game. And this is gonna take a couple weeks, couple months. Dame will know where Giannis is when he's open and wants the ball, and vice versa. I mean, again, this is a game they lose last year without Dame Lillard. And there's going to be games that Giannis wins for the Bucks, as he's done hundreds of times already. It's hard to read too much into game one. And also, we got to remember, like, Giannis struggles against Nick Nurse defenses. Let's just be honest with that. Like, he struggles, and Nick Nurse knows how to coach to get him. But this time, Giannis has shooters. He has Dame. He had Jay Crowder hitting big shots. You know, it's way different. And that's why I think it's going to work out. I mean, it is going to work out. There's no I thinking. Like, this team's going to steamroll to, you know, 55 wins at least. I mean, January rolls around. Yeah. After Christmas, they're going to be a fine-tuned offensive machine, and there's not a defense that's going to be able to stop it. We just got to be patient, and it's hard to do because I'm not patient. I was texting my friend all night saying, Giannis looked like dog shit, and I don't need him to shoot three-pointers 20 seconds into the shot clock. But, you know, he made clutch plays at the end. Dame made clutch plays at the end. And it's going to be a great relationship. It's really thrilling. It was probably one of the better Bucks games of the last couple of years, probably since game six.
Oh, yeah. Let me read some comments here.
414 Badger wants Q to do the accent again. do Giannis's accent again.
At the end of the day.
We lost Q.
And Q disappeared.
End of the day.
Right when that was going to happen. He also asked if I'm going to SmackDown tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I am not.
What?
I will be on CBS Sports Radio tomorrow.
Priorities, man.
I'm going to miss the contract signing.
I know. I'm really a bum, but I need the cash. Coffee for Favre says, is there a coach in the NBA who could beat up Adrian Griffin?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
Jason Kidd has a history of beating up people. I don't know if it's other NBA coaches, but.
Q is back. Q, you got the accent ready?
What accent do you speak of?
That wasn't good. Hey, I had a point about three-point shooting also. I figured this out. Gone. The Bucks' three-point shooting, both offensively and defensively, is to the like what the Packers' running game is, where when we are on offense, we make it look so hard, and then the opposing team makes it look so easy. Like Packers' running game, Bucks' three-point shooting. It's like perfect yin and yang.
Ooh, Zach in the Falls donates $9.99 to the show. Says, I hate the fucking Sixers. Bucks emoji, fire emoji, LFG Dame time. I am going to buy a new microphone. So I'll put that $9.99 towards the microphone.
I'd also point out like Middleton only played 16 minutes. Like offense hasn't even hit its final form yet. And it's going to be awesome when Middleton's in there too. And hey, you know, if you're a Sixers fan, Kelly Oubre Jr. and Tobias Harris combined 8 for 9 from 3-point shooting. That's like once in like 100 years that happens and they still lost.
That's the Bucks. Like, it happens insane. Every time.
Well, but I'm talking from like a Sixers standpoint. Like you watch a Sixers game, those two guys aren't usually combining 8 for 9 from 3 because they suck. And of course they hit against the Bucks and they overcame that. And it was just everything that bit the Bucks in the ass last year was like not happening tonight. And that was really exciting to see.
I want to give the Sixers some credit here. I mean, they're missing Harden, and
Uber I give them a little more cue. I'll get back to you here, but I've been shitting on them, saying they need to trade Embiid, and I still think they should because
I agree.
Bucks and Celtics, you're not getting past them, so start over. But they looked a lot better than I thought they would. Q.
Maxi, and then
build around Maxi.
Oubre is their fourth or fifth option instead of being like the second or third option. On
someday he will be a Buck. Someday.
I was hoping to be a Buck this year. I like him a lot. I kind of disagree with you, Drew. Like, I think he's going to hit some big threes for them, especially with Harden out. But I give them credit for keeping up with us. And, like, Nick Nurse is a good coach. If he can squeeze as much juice as he can out of that roster, and who knows who they're going to get for Harden. Like, they could be the third best team in the East again. The last thing I'll say is I think Dame and Giannis could be the next Kobe Shaq, and it might take a month for Giannis to figure it out. But this offense is going to be unbelievable, and I just hope the health bug doesn't bite us, because that seems to me to be the only thing that can stop us. Bring on the Celtics, baby.
Q, thanks, buddy.
The Celtics. See you guys.
Dan throws in $4.99 to the mic fund. Oh, that's so kind, Dan. Thanks for your comments tonight.
I'm worried about the Celtics.
Rumbler podcast. Okay, this is for Matt. I think $4.99 to Matt. Blazers fan here.
Yeah.
What is dude on? Dame is the number one closer in the league. You prefer Giannis be fouled in those clutch situations and brick free throws? Guy paid $5 to make that comment happen.
I prefer he smash dunks in people's faces instead of 30-foot shots. Yes.
Yeah, but then he gets fouled and then he bricks free throws.
If he makes a dunk, who cares?
Well, then we lose.
If he we can't be sacrificing free. It's called a free throw. We can't be sacrificing.
Did you like the Dame trade? What is this?
Yes, I loved it. Very happy. Very happy. I'm just saying.
This is exactly what they traded him for.
But I was just watching the end, and it just there was something that just didn't feel right inside me, and that's why I'm conflicted.
Okay, so if you're used to watching Giannis for many years. I mean, maybe you have to, because Giannis has to adjust. Yeah, if this is what we get in the Eastern Conference Finals, we will lose to Boston.
I think Matt has a little bit of Stockholm syndrome with horrible Bucks play in clutch situation or point guard play in situations. So, like, you know, or beaten wife syndrome.
Oh. I just love Giannis.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it's all right. I get it.
That's so sincere.
I get it. It's probably like when Diane left Cheers and Rebecca took over, and Matt, you know, people were big Diane fans, and now Ted's all flirty with Rebecca, and you know, what do you do?
And just remember this, Matt. You love Giannis, but you know what Giannis loves more than getting the ball at the end of games is winning.
Having babies.
Yeah. I mean, think of when KD was on the Warriors. He won Finals MVP. He made some big shots at the end, but everyone remembers those Warriors teams as Steph's Warriors. That'll be the same thing when the Bucks win the title too. It's still Giannis's Bucks, but he has Dame now.
Tavern Wisconsin says, anyone else love how Van Gundy kept calling out players on both teams for crying about obvious fouls? The Van Gundy brothers, when they're on a broadcast, they're never there to just comment on the game. They always have some agenda they want to push, and you either like it and maybe you don't. He also says, Matt, Giannis had multiple turnovers and bricks in the final 6 minutes. He wasn't feeling it, and Dame was. It happened.
Fun.
Jerry says, I don't know. Jerry says, I'm not sure why Matt does always get cut off, but it does make me laugh.
I love you, Jerry.
Cone Roller.
What's up,
brave man?
How you guys doing?
Now this is the real cone and not the fake Tim Shea cone.
Cone.
That's right. That's right.
Downgrade.
What's up, Cone? You got a World Series coming to your neighborhood.
It's insane, actually, down here. I went to Game 5. It was the last game at home that they ended up losing, but still electric crowd for the Diamondbacks. You know, I went to a couple regular season games. The crowd wasn't in it, but during the playoffs, they button it up. I like it.
Who's making a phone call?
That's my wife.
No, it was Jake.
She's leaving.
All right.
She said, suck it.
We got a lot of anti-Mats here. What? Matt's worst take ever. Hot take Matt. Boo. Worst take of the night. Is Matt brain dead?
Bart, hold up. I have never liked Matt in the falls more than I do now. I think he's been hilarious the last couple of weeks. Matt, credit to you.
Thank you.
It's like on a sitcom. It takes the characters a while to kind of find their footing. Like, Matt's getting into his zone right now.
It takes a while for most people to get used to me. So that's this. It's been about a year. That's pretty much right on time. We're right on schedule.
No, the good thing was meeting all you guys in person. Like, I didn't feel weird at all. Bart said it was going to be weird, but like,
I just felt weird because everyone was really tall, just like me. It was like, oh, I'm not the tall guy because Jake's like 6'4", Grant's like 6'4", Austin's not short.
I'm 5'10¾".
Yeah, we all know your dimensions because
yeah,
you know,
somehow the tailgate wasn't weird. Which Bart, you lucked out on that one.
I know,
because I guarantee Sunburn Bowl is fucking weird as hell.
And my tailgate don't cost $5,000 to get to.
No shit, and I don't have to take a plane in some remote location in Mexico. Oh,
Big Ron! Did you guys hear that one time Big Ron went to the Sunburn Bowl?
Oh yeah.
Good for him. He infiltrated.
Yeah. Oh, he said he had a fucking blast.
I believe it's a great time.
Speaking of, when is the Bucks tailgate happening, man? We're running out of nice weather here.
Well, the problem with that is we were able to get dirt cheap tickets for the Brewers game. I'm trying to go to a couple Bucks games in the next month here, and I ain't spent anything under 100.
Honestly, I'd be down to go watch the game at the Deer District with you freaking weirdos.
Ooh, Deer District. Good call. Good call. Good call. Good call. I'll book a table at Punch Bowl.
I'm there.
It just closed, you loser.
Ah, fuck.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that blows.
Can we tailgate somewhere outside of Milwaukee and then drive in for the game and then watch at the Deer District?
That's good.
I can. Hey, I'm gonna bring it.
We're gonna go seven wide, guys. We're going seven wide.
Hell yeah.
Justin in North Carolina, who's been a longtime listener, and we randomly ran into him at the Hall of Fame in Canton as Gary and I were getting in our cars like blocks away. There's Justin. And here he is, Justin.
Justin.
What's up, guys?
What's up? What did you think about tonight?
We got the zero. Oh, we got an echo. Close out something.
Oh, yeah, you're echoing.
Do you have YouTube open?
Yeah, hold on. I'm closing out everything.
Don't close out.
Is it better now?
I think so. Nope. Oops.
You got to close out of YouTube.
I got to say, I agree with Drew. What he was saying. This is a game the Bucks lose last year. And
how many tabs did he have open?
He had so many open.
And then he just left. He'll be back. But
that's like my mom's browser. She's never closed a tab ever in the history of her computer.
Justin's got his GeoCities page up there he's working on. Fucking
Angel Flyer.
Cone, you said you agreed with Drew?
Yeah, I think that's a game they definitely lose last year. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the playoff games from last year where Giannis kind of struggled a little bit. It felt like he maybe was forcing it a little bit, struggled from the line. But this year's different because we got Dame, and Dame closed it out, and that's what Dame does, and it's fun. That was a great opening game, I thought. Kind of felt a little bit like a playoff game. Great way to welcome Dame. Great way to start the season. Entertaining.
Cold. Well, I was standing up in front of the TV, and I got to be honest, if they had lost that game, there's not like they're not going to win 82 and they're not going to go undefeated. But there are games that like they need to, they can't, just don't lose.
Every game counts.
Justin's cold. Back, I think. Justin?
Yeah, no. It's better now. No echo.
No.
Just nobody else talking, just let him go.
Let's yeah, Justin, happens. You give your take.
Can you guys hear me better ahead. Now?
We can hear you just fine.
We hear you, but the echo is going to persist. So
we say
you
something
just talk, else. And then we're going to have to say bye.
I think I might know what it is. Hold on. What about now? Better?
Yeah, what the fuck? What was it?
Shit. Don't close out. If you close can't hear out us? Again, that's it.
Hold on, 1 second.
We got you. Tony in Texas is also here.
It's an eight box. Lock the box.
All right,
Justin.
You hear me now?
Yes.
All right, better. My bad. So
it's gone.
We can't see you. That's all right.
I'm gonna need to make another martini for this.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin from North Carolina. All right, talk to us.
So I thought tonight was great. I still think we need some work on things. Obviously, like a lot of you said, game one, I was really excited at the mismanagement of his team by Nick Nurse. All that shit with him playing the stars longer than he played our stars, and I think that costed him in the end because Embiid clearly ran out of gas. But this team is good. This team isn't good. This team is great, and I think they're going to find a lot of different ways to win basketball games, which is huge to me. Dame is everything he could have been times 10, and I'm just excited, man. I can't wait. I'm going to the game November 17th in Charlotte, turn around and go November 20th in D.C. Like, this is a team that I want to put my eyes on as much as possible this year.
Yeah, we get that road flavor. Haven't you been on TV before doing that?
Yeah, they tend to find you, especially like in Charlotte, because our colors stick out so much in comparison to that ugly teal and purple. But I mean, man, this is just great, man.
Do you have Bucks socks on right now? You do. Can I see them?
Prove it.
Hello.
It's COVID toe all over again.
Yeah, there we go. Bucks socks. It's because when I saw Justin in Ohio, he was head to toe Packers.
And everything we lost Packers. Austin.
No, Austin fell. Tony, any thoughts for you?
Yeah, I mean,
put your foot down.
Damian Lillard was better than advertised, and I love Matt from the Falls. Is Matt still here?
No. Do you have a screen? I'm confused.
Okay, Matt.
Professional reset. We have Austin, Hot Take, Jake, Drew. Matt in the Falls, Cone Roller, Justin in North Carolina, and then you, Tony, in Flex.
Open this shit up. Let's get a 12 box.
Matt, hey, it is Damian Lillard's team now. So it might pain you to – like when Magic came to the Lakers, Kareem had to take a back seat. This is how
Kareem is older.
Yeah, I know, but –
it's the other way around.
I've been talking for about a year or so that Giannis – I know other people have to. Giannis is not a skilled basketball player. He gets by on effort, energy, his extreme athleticism, his hard work. He does things on the basketball court that no one else has ever done. But him shooting three-pointers, him shooting mid-range, is not what's going to get it done in the playoffs. And we've seen that too many times year after year. Damian Lillard brings another level to this team. But my question to you guys is, who is the third wheel on this team if Chris Middleton's not 100%? Who is that third wheel?
Doesn't matter.
Game one.
It does matter.
It'll be Chris Middleton when he's healthy.
I think if Tyrese Maxey's on his team right now, he's the third best player.
Well, no shit. Maxey's good as shit.
I agree.
Well,
Middleton played. When was the last time he checked out? Because he only played 16 minutes.
Yeah, he's obviously on a pitch count, but my point is, I think Chris Middleton's still a good player, but he's obviously not the same player.
He did not play in the fourth.
He might not ever be the same player. He's actually younger than Damian Lillard. # people forget.
So, I don't think that's fair.
Middleton did not play. He did not play the last 20 minutes of the game. So he only played 16 minutes. Let me give credit to Malik Beasley, who I thought played very well, especially in the beginning, even though he did try to block Brooke Lopez.
Hey, and shout out Jay Crowder. I know you hate him, but he played really well today, I thought.
Well, I hated 2022-23 Jay Crowder. This is a new Jay Crowder. This cannot be the same man. I like this Jay Crowder, yes.
Yeah. Well, he looked good. I thought Lopez looked good. You know, I get on Giannis a little bit. I just wanted to play smarter, play better basketball, be smart.
Hey, Tony. You got to pump the brakes. Pump the brakes.
Cone, you can't dribble around for 5 or 6 seconds and then have three guys collapse on you, then go to the rim. It's just stupid. Move the ball around. How many assists did Damian Lillard have today? What I'm impressed with this guy is his passing. He gets that ball out quick. He zips that ball, man. He finds the open player. He creates spacing. Giannis is drawing all these guys towards him, and I was having flashbacks to 2019 with the Raptors series, Nick Nurse. I'm like, well, what is Giannis doing? There's just some stretches there. It's just mind-boggling with me. I don't understand.
Game one. They're going to learn each other. They're going to learn all their teammates.
Well, what did you see today, though, Jake? What did you see today? Am I wrong, what you saw today, what I am saying? I am right. What I am saying today.
He had a rough game. You're right. But okay. It's game one.
Acknowledge that. That's all I want to know. Acknowledge that.
I don't think anybody said he had a good game.
Yeah.
Okay. Who, Giannis?
Yeah.
Not statistically, I mean, you look at it, it's fine. But yeah, he struggled in this game. And I think it was very telling when they took him out. Dame went on a run.
Well, what did Frank Bannon tweet out? He was a negative 18, I think, in the first half.
Giannis is not, but this has always been the case. He's not the offense. He can't be the offense. Now, transition and getting down and then kicking out and all the, like, Giannis has a huge part of the offense.
Why is he bringing the ball down the court more than half the times then, Bart, if he's not the offense?
Well, he's got to get used to Dame is here now.
It's going to take time. Like I said, I think Giannis is
We've never had a point guard like Dame.
Oscar Robertson.
Bledsoe.
Giannis has never had a point guard like Dame.
And Norman.
That was not Cone.
Oh, who said Bledsoe?
Oh, Bledsoe. What?
I said Bledsoe.
Fine. I guess that was the good one. Sorry.
Does anybody got anything burning off their chest? Otherwise, I got some comments we can react to.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to say one thing, and then I'll take off. I think there's going to be a lot of games early where we're going to see a big free throw disparity. Griffin did say that he wanted to be like the most aggressive on-ball team in the league. So I call it the Legion of Boom effect, where you basically commit a penalty on every play, and eventually the refs can't call you for everything, and you'll start getting away with it. So you'll build up a reputation. You'll probably see early on the Bucks are going to get called for a lot of fouls on the ball, and eventually they're just going to start getting away with being physical. At least that's what I hope happens. But
Adrian Griffin, I think, one big night for him. I think he had a really good night. Even just seeing him for 10 seconds coaching, I thought that, you know, defensive adjustments was great. I think that the moment wasn't too big for him. He is a first time coach, but he's been waiting 25 years for this. I think he had a nice night. And I think there's a lot of people that if you're going to look at coaching and say, first year coach, he's a first year coach technically, but he's been ready for this for a long time. And he gets to go against his buddy Nick Nurse and beat him. But I don't think a lot of guys that this, the way the Bucks were played tonight, Nick Nurse, people will not do the wall all season, but Nick Nurse will never not do the wall. He will be the last one to do the wall. So Giannis will have better games. I think to go against Nick Nurse first, you were going to get this kind of game from Giannis. And that's why it's so pivotal that we had Dame. So Matt, I think you will get more Giannis fourth quarter excitement, but tonight was not going to be that night.
That's fine. It's fun. Sharing some thoughts and feelings.
Oh, that's good.
Definitely feelings.
Shane says, why does every Giannis free throw, why does it look as bad as ever?
It does.
We need Chuck. We need Chuck to give him lessons.
Chuck's always offered Chuck Freeman for years to give him one two-hour lesson. It's not going to take too much of anybody's time.
It is annoying watching him shoot free throws, given that he's done the same stupid ass routine for years now and he's never gotten better, yet he still does the same thing.
He shot a couple mid-range that were very, very flat too.
Eric says it's nice to have a closer who can hit free throws in clinch time. That was a dumb challenge at the end by Nurse. That's from It's Rocket Sauce. Matt says Sixers aren't getting shit for Harden.
They are.
No.
What do you think they'll get?
No, I mean, the Clippers.
Third and a fifth.
I mean, the Clippers won't even go up Terrence Mann for him. He's a 27-year-old backup point guard who averages 8 points a game. Like, if the Clippers won't give up that for Harden, like, they're just going to have to ride it out. Second-round picks. The Bucks will give them second-round picks.
Yeah, bad contracts and, you know, middling players. It's...
Would you even entertain the idea of him?
Nope.
Neither would I.
Nope.
What about Kyrie?
So, like,
what are we shaking our heads about?
Do you want the Bucks to try to trade for James Harden? And that would probably be a $50 million contract and would probably cost the owners $300 million in luxury tax.
No one would honestly want this guy?
The team would implode.
I'll put it this way. Not only would I not want to trade for James Harden, if another team traded for James Harden, waived him and we had the ability to sign him for the minimum, I would not want him on my
right.
team.
Right. So what business does this guy have throwing his weight around in the league at this point?
It's delusion.
I think he'll be a Clipper. I think Maury is going to realize he's not going to get any value back. They'll ship him off for a couple picks, some random scrub off the Clippers bench, something to make the contracts match. They're not going to get much for him, but he won't be a Sixer probably beyond the next after November. He'll be gone.
But why would the Clippers even at that point entertain like, oh yeah, we'll take on your bullshit? Why not just leave the bullshit in a team that you're trying to beat?
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, it's Steve Ballmer's their owner. Like, he's a crazy man. Like, they've wasted this window of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They're desperate. Harden wants to play there. I think there's mutual interest. I just think Maury's asking price. He still sees Harden as like that 2017 version of him. And he's just a broken down fat man now. Like me.
As we all are. Yeah. Well, except for maybe Jake. But
well, if Philly doesn't hurry up and make this decision, the Clippers are in talks with Portland as well for Malcolm Brogdon. So they're going to end up with pie on their face if they sit too long.
He'll go to Miami. That's his dream destination.
Oh, that's true. I could see that.
That will absolutely.
Somebody happen. Made a comment on Twitter like, thank God Dame didn't go to Miami. And I agree. Holy fuck.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Really, the media should be roasting Pat Riley for not wanting to give up Tyler Hero in his 7-for-24 shooting last night for Dame Lillard.
And then that other like Jovic guy that they didn't even play. speaking of not playing, no Booker and Beal tonight. So Adam Silver, nice try, didn't work.
Does it mean Grayson's the number two tonight? Yeah, Grayson Allen's the number two.
You're right, Bart. Stupid. More from Rumbler podcast, Blazers guy.
There is.
If there's anything I've learned watching Dame led the Blazers this long, it's this. When Dame is in his zone, you give him the ball, get the fuck out of the way. You just said next Kobe and Shaq. Same thing.
Hey, Bart.
Bart, did you do an NBA preview show? Like, give a prediction?
For the championship?
Yeah, NBA. Because I heard today you had Horvat on. But did you give any kind of NBA preview show?
I think the Bucks are going to win.
Okay.
And they will beat Denver.
No, Horvat just took passive aggressive shots at Jordan Love and the Packers because that's his brand.
Well, I love that Horvat doesn't like the NBA anymore because the Bulls suck.
They already had a players meeting.
I know.
Yeah, what game was that?
What?
That's classic.
Okay, everybody give your Bucks prediction. Austin. I mean, finals prediction. Austin.
The NBA finals?
Yeah, who's going to make? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Well, I think most of us are going to say Bucks, but
why don't I have more fun then and say Celtics?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, man. I'm obviously going to be rooting for the Bucks to make the finals. I'm going to pick. I'm going to homer.
Like,
I'm going to homer.
Who are they
going to
beat out of the West? Is what
I'm going to homer pick them. I'm going to homer pick the Bucks no matter what.
Over who?
Oh man, so they got to beat somebody out of the West.
Jesus, we'll get back to you, Jake.
Boston does not have enough horses to get there. They had to pull out all the stops to win the other night. They played their starters like 88% of the minutes or something crazy. So they're going to come up short. It's going to be Milwaukee and Denver in the finals, and it's going to go to 7 games.
Drew?
Bucks and 6 over Denver. Those are the two best teams in the NBA.
Flexus?
Hey, I got to agree. I'm going to go chalk Bucks and Nuggets. I say look out for those Sacramento Kings and OKC Thunder, up-and-coming teams out west. But, yeah, I'm going to go with you guys, Denver Bucks.
Justin.
Bucks, Suns. Bucks and 6 again.
Hold on, Austin.
All right. I like the Suns one. Otherwise, we'll go Kings.
And then Suns Matt, are some Kings. More comments. Matt, Poops Galore says, Matt is the shit.
Thank you.
Zach says, Matt is an essential member of the Winklerverse. Let's not
sorry,
turn
Zach
on
Stella.
Him.
Thank you, Zach Stella.
Tired says, I wish I was a part of the Winklerverse, but Bort doesn't heart me anymore.
I think that's turd, Bart.
Turd? Well, I don't know. I'm
Tony, you look tired.
Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
One night.
Matt is right from Mark. Giannis is immune to slander forever after a 50-piece finals clincher, 17-19 at the line.
Who slandered him?
All of y'all's.
So, Matt, your finals prediction?
Bucks over Nuggets in seven games. And over the Celtics in seven games.
TV Fanatic says, everybody on the team needs to work on their free throws. Yes, it was not just Giannis. Portis was 0 for 4, I think. We were 69% at the line. But somehow that was better than the Sixers. What the fuck?
Yeah, Embiid sucked today. We didn't talk about that, did we?
The free throw merchant.
Embiid hit some big threes, especially to start that first second half. But – and that's what Griff said. He's like, if Embiid takes it, he's basically like, once he starts making more, we'll adjust. But let him take them. I was like praying that he would take them.
That was, you know what? I was actually impressed with that little 15-second nugget of him saying that over anything Bud ever said in his 4 years or 5 years he was in Milwaukee.
Well, did you hear during the broadcast when he made a three and it was like, Embiid's a 33% three-point shooter. They said it like it was this great thing. And then BA kind of had to adjust. He's like, well, that's I guess that's pretty good for a big guy.
More from Rumbler Podcast. I'm going to check this out. I'll be at Blazers Bucks in Portland. We'll be cheering every shot Dame hits. Oh, when this do they go back like to Portland?
I don't know, but this Rumbler Podcast, he's like the Ryan Horvat with Rodgers with Dame, I think.
Watch out for all the people in tents on the sidewalk.
Oh my God. The Blazers host the Bucks January 31st.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be some fires out there too.
He also says much Jesus Christ.
Matt, you got to comment on Maine also while you're at it?
No, stop. Much respect. Stop. If I could have picked any team for him to go to, it would have been the Bucks hands down. Much respect.
Love this
to you
guy.
All, including Matt.
Obviously.
Wow.
Rumbler.
Scott says, I should read comments more. Normally I get to them too late.
You do. You always Tony get says, to them very late.
Yeah. I made an effort. When I logged on tonight, I thought, I got to get the comments tonight. Well, got to get the comments.
You're clearly doing other stuff while you're on here. Like, why don't you just read the comments?
How are we looking?
I'm doing it now. But I was watching the Bills game. They won
somewhat in real time on your phone.
That's hey, cool. By the way, did they maybe cover they didn't win. The Buccaneers
what?
9.5?
Huh?
I didn't even realize.
Who cares?
NFL game tonight.
NFL's over. It's Bucs season, baby. Let's go.
Tony, tell it like it is, please. From Scott.
Where's Bart, him?
World Series prediction. You got the Rangers, right?
Yeah.
Go D-backs.
No, I don't want the D-backs to win.
We need to embrace the good luck Chuck thing.
Lewis says, got to play Marjan more. I will always be down with that. Q says, COVID made breathing going upstairs hard. Also, Austin, smoke emojis. And Austin is frozen. Are you frozen or... You're laughing.
That's a good freeze.
That's the best. That's almost as good as Tim in the tunnel.
Oh, wow. Oh, Tom in the Fall says I'm right that Taylor Swift has the best lipstick wearer in the world.
Scarlett Johansson.
Also good.
Boy, yeah, she's past her prime.
I didn't say anything about like
what
date?
Austin?
Swift past her prime?
No.
Scarlett Johansson's past her prime.
Oh, Scarlett?
Let's move on. Yeah.
Oh, plenty in her prime. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
No way. The days of the island are long gone.
Treb says, people are crapping and it's the first regular season game. Is this a Packers show?
Oh, but they suck.
I'm making conversation.
The Packers suck. The Packers suck. We know the Packers suck. The Bucks are NBA title contenders. And we
favorites.
You know, there's a high standard there.
The NFL's Ranger Air says, Ranger Air says, Dame gives the team the Kobe threat. We've never had anyone like Giannis in my lifetime, obviously. We've never had anyone like Dame. Like, it's going to be a long time.
We've got two of them now.
Brandon Jennings.
One night, yes.
He was good, yeah, the first year.
But no, I the fact that, like, we're down eight, fourth quarter, and it wasn't him that made the threes. It was Lopez and Crowder, but there's not going to be a time where you don't think Dame can just – and you know he wanted. Like, he was taking shots, and he was – like, he wanted it, but the one that went in that mattered, and it was 4-12 from three, but there's going to be – I mean, I'm just ready, man. I mean, it is Dame time. I've been as hyped for a regular season game as I've been in a long time. I was prancing around the living room going, man, this is it. The Bucks are here. And my wife accurately said, oh, this must be a new season starting, because there's a few days every year where you are like super jazzed up about sports and you think that they're going to win a title, and then everything comes crashing down. So she was right about that.
I almost threw out my shoulder, like fist bumping alone in my living room on the Dame three, and then the next play, like the Giannis transition bucket. Like,
when Giannis rebounded it and kicked it out to Dame, I did a fist. I did a fuck yeah.
Yeah, same.
And I was standing 3 feet in front of the TV like it was game six.
And I dropped the F-bomb too. I felt
bad about that, but they did. Like, they needed to win. Yes.
Yeah. It would have been a
maybe
bummer.
Not, but I think they did.
It's a great way to start Griffin's career with a win. Tony, I do disagree with you on one thing as far as Maxey being a third best player on his team. I don't think he will. I don't think he would be. I understand Middleton's hurt on a pitch count, but if you put Maxey on a team, I still don't think he's better than Brook Lopez. I think his value to the Bucks is unheard of, in my opinion.
Yeah, I understand. Different types of players. I'm not going to argue Dwayne. With Justin on that one.
Hey, you guys, you want a real enemy of the night? Dwayne says, Bucks should have lost, got lucky as fuck, ain't beating the Celtics.
Dwayne.
How?
I don't know.
Hey, Bart, can I give a shout-out to your national spots, which I really enjoy? I think you actually should go national as a permanent gig. I love that everyone on the East Coast and in Ohio hate Bart. It's so funny. I love it.
Who hates me?
Who hates what?
These guys just, I don't know.
They always tell me how much they love me.
No, they love you, then they hate. Like, you rip on Rodgers a little bit. It's kind of funny.
No, I had a conversation about Bart on the national airwaves. I hold this show very dear to my heart, but not blowing smoke. I think it's quite clear that, Bart, you're destined for bigger things, and I'll be cheering you on when you get there, buddy.
Oh, that reminds me. Hold on. Time out.
Hell yeah, Jake.
Bart, so seriously? Bart, did you watch the game on TNT?
Was it on anything else?
I don't know, because I'm asking you, and you seriously didn't see this white corn graphic that they showed 100 times throughout the night? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, in between a play, it would like go swoosh, and it would be like a sheet of like computerized white corn. You know what I'm talking about?
Somebody else got into the Happy Place hemp, I think. Yeah. I don't remember that.
I just saw it again on this stupid Lakers game.
It might be the TNT logo swooshing.
No, it's
like corn on the cob? Like what?
Yeah, it's not corn on the cob, but it looks like corn on the cob.
Is that from the Minnesota Wild game, Matt?
Happy Place hemp.
Go for it. Do it. Do it. There you go, Austin. That's the good
little Happy Place hemp. One of the purples.
Which one is that?
Oh, you're going to be out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've been talking with you guys. I need to.
CBD, CBDN? I don't know what that is.
Okay. I want to do one thing before I leave.
Get Tim?
No. I want to tell you my story about eBay. So I bought the best cards ever is 1990 Pro Set NFL best cards ever, and so I bought some at a antique store. I bought like a pack where you open the packs, and it wasn't the set. I was like, oh fuck. So I went on eBay to look for the set, and the guy advertised it as complete set without the Eric Dickerson card. There's an Eric Dickerson card that stopped in circulation early because he was mad about it. I have to buy that card separate. But he goes, you get cards 1 through 787. And I told him, I said, dude, you are missing like 30 cards in a row. And he goes, sorry to hear about this. I didn't count it card by card. I just looked and it looked like a full set.
Ooh. How much did you pay?
$30.
Please.
He says, what would you like? I go, the fucking cards. And then he's like, I'm looking for extras. I don't have them. How much would you like to be refunded? I'm just going to say fucking just
all of it.
Fucking cards.
All of it, or I'll give you a 1-star feedback. They'll be terrified.
I already 5-starred them.
What?
I 5-starred them when I didn't look at it for 2 weeks.
Oh, one of those.
And I gave him A++++.
You did that? You're one of the, that's like something a 75-year-old woman does.
Return that shit. I
A++++.
Speaking of 5 stars, you don't have to put this on the show. I just need some advice. How much do you tip an Uber driver? Like, I got out of a concert in Vegas, and, you know, you just go to the app or whatever, and it's standard Uber, and then he shows up, and he has, like, one of those party vans with the lights, and he's got, like, karaoke in there, and I didn't ask for that, but, like, I felt obligated to tip more than I would have.
Give him less.
Give him less.
I'm serious.
Did he get you there safely?
He was a nice guy. Like, I appreciated the effort, but then I'm like, is this enough for a tip?
Like, were you like, is this cash cap?
I'll tell you one thing. Rumbler Podcast is still here.
That's our guy, man.
For y'all. Rumbler, we gotta get in touch.
Get him on, yeah.
I got to talk to Rumbler.
He's just here advertising for the podcast.
But I would do the same shit.
You don't. Yeah.
You're right.
Jake, I say... If it's a ride experience that you didn't want to, 15%.
We had fun with it. Like, we took the mic, we did some singing and stuff, but like...
Oh, well, if you took advantage of it, 20%.
Dude, no one's ever been in trouble for tipping too much.
Yeah. Just don't under tip, man.
I just don't like to.
You like tipping?
Yeah.
You're like Larry David.
I just feel like you should get paid a living wage for whatever job you do.
Tipping's really stupid. It
shouldn't be necessary.
Well, it'd be nice if we lived in a society where everybody got paid a living wage and we didn't have to take the rest of the world. Pay other people. I get it. But
that's
I'm nice.
In London, you didn't have to tip anywhere. Like, it's just everything is, you know, listed on the bill and it's not expected. And no. But yeah, I will say, went to Vegas, the When We Were Young Festival. The music was amazing, but I didn't enjoy paying $18 for a single cheeseburger, $9 for a Ghost Energy drink, $50 for a t-shirt. That is not the way that punk rock is supposed to be consumed.
Punk rock sold out a long time ago, bro.
Yeah.
All right, final parting shots on the game, and then I'm going to go watch Loki. Jake.
First of many, they're going to gel more and more as the season goes on. Everybody's going to find their spots. Drew, Justin, don't be strangers, man. Keep this shit going.
Q says, repeat take, Jake.
What does that mean?
Told us about the 18 Mile Burgers last night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm old as shit, man. Give me a break.
Drew!
It was a perfect Bucks season opener. I just like to watch as a fan. Like, it's very exciting. The Bucks won, which is the most important part, but we got to see the best of Dame. And to do that in the first game after, since the trade, the whole media saying, like, well, is he better than Jrue Holiday? He's marginally better than Jrue Holiday. Not to hate on Jrue Holiday, but come on. And then, like, everyone's saying he's a slow starter. And then to see him just drop 39 game one on Philly was so fucking cool. And that step back three hit at the end. It's going to be one of the iconic moments when they play back the championship highlight film for the Bucks this year.
You know, just that's a great, like, tonight was so fucking cool. That's a great way to summarize it. Matt?
I don't have really anything better. I mean, yeah, I'm very happy. I don't want to be misconstrued as being complaining or anything like that. Very happy, very excited, and I'm already... My thoughts are already, how is this team going to break my heart? But I don't want to think about that right now. So,
Austin,
it's been great.
Giannis realized that you got Dame with you. You don't have to win the game on your own. There's no need for you to be shooting threes. Just you know, learn how to make free throws, buddy.
And Tony.
Hey, the Bucks, they're damn good. Dame Lillard better than advertised. I still say they need a third guy to step up. And speaking of stepping up, I think the Bucks fans and Wisconsin fans in general, they suck at sporting events, Bart. I'm sorry.
They were good tonight.
No.
Yeah, they were.
Mediocre.
All right, Tony. Thank you.
All right. And on that note, Bart.
I'm wrapping up.
Okay. Hey.
What?
I enjoy East Coast Bart. Keep that up, man. East Coast Bart.
Okay.
See you later.
I'll be in Friday on CBS Sports Radio and Saturday afternoon during a lot of the college action. I do want to thank everybody for coming on, whether you're watching this or listening to it later. Also, thank you for if you're commenting now and joining the show now. I just throw on YouTube and yikes. I throw on YouTube and don't know who's going to show up. Hope that some people do. And you guys always come through and have good discussions about the Bucks. I think that they're going to be, I think there's going to be more. I do think more people are going to start to provide better Bucks content, but it's still going to be hard to find it. And it's not, it's you guys. I mean, you guys all watch the game. You guys all rush to come on here. So a sincere thank you. This is the end of today's Bart Winkler Show. Back live after Packers and Vikings, and then likely for at least a little bit on Sunday night after the Bucks play their next game. I'm out. See ya. Thank you, and good night.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.